They built their home so far from civilization, they put stakes in the ground so they could find their way back. They stayed and created a mansion, though, and it became a very important place in this state. The story is this edition on the American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have Arc County right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Jody Moritz helps oversee the home of a very important South Dakota pioneer.
John Pickler was South Dakota's first congressman. He was elected from the new state of South Dakota in 1889, and he served four terms.
Pickler wanted to be a pioneer, and he helped found the town of Faulkton.
Part of this house is his original claim shanty from when he homesteaded, and then he built the house around it, and then they added on to the house and added on to the house until the mansion, as we call it, was finished in 1894.
When Pickler and others arrived, there was nothing here. And perhaps they wondered if they could find their way back to where they had come from.
There was no track. They had wagons, and they came from Miller with wagon loads of lumber. And they said they staked lath on their way every so many feet or yards so that they would know a path back to get to the railroad.
It was 25 miles back to the railroad, but they stayed and continued to enlarge this house, mostly because it served as a place where people could stay when visiting the area and the Pickler family.
He was very important in Republican politics and friends with Teddy Roosevelt and other really important people, and Susan B. Anthony. And Susan B. Anthony came here twice and visited them and stayed, and we know that Teddy Roosevelt came and stayed.
In fact, Pickler's influence can be seen in what took place at his funeral here.
And in fact, when John died in 1910, they said that there were four carloads of dignitaries on the train that came to attend the funeral, and they had 70 overnight guests here in the house.
The house is well over a century old, but it has remained. And that house, it seems, has just as big a story as the man who resided here. That story is next time as we travel the countryside in Faulkton, South Dakota. I'm Andrew McRae.